Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit X22Gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3023. And today's date is March 17th, 2023. And the title of the episode is Deep State Assets Deployed, Hail Mary Push. Their system is exposed and imploding. March Madness. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they decided it's time to move forward with their plan, with the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And they started to put everything in motion. They already started to create events. And why do they need events? Why do they need something to push their agenda? Because the Constitution protects we the people. And the only way for the deep state or the central bank, the World Economic Forum, the only way for them to get what they want is they need to scare the people, scare Congress, scare everyone, and put the fear of life into them. That is the only way they can move forward. Let's go back for a sec to 2008, 2009, when we had the Great Recession. During that period of time, what did they have to do? They had to scare America that we're in this terrible crisis, and the only way out of it is to do what? Bail out the banks, bail out insurance companies, bail out the car companies, actually give total control to the Federal Reserve. And they use that to push their entire agenda to scare Congress, to scare the American people into doing exactly that. And what did Congress do? They went along with it and they passed certain bills to allow all of this to happen. Think about it this time around. What are they doing? What are we witnessing? We're witnessing the implosion of this economy. We're seeing inflation. We're seeing high fuel costs. We see the banks, they are imploding right now. And once again, what are they building? They're building a narrative to convince us to do something that we normally wouldn't do. And they know they need to create these events. They know they need to put the fear of life into the people to get their way. But I do believe that this time it might be a little different. It might be a little different because I do believe this time around, the House was the target on purpose. What does the House handle? It handles the creation of law. It handles the purse strings. It handles the creation of currency. Think about that for a second. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later and why I don't believe the central banks are in a winning position this time around. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the Green New Deal with all these dictators around the world that they're pushing, where they're pushing their agenda. Look what happened out in the Netherlands. We mentioned this yesterday. The Dutch farmers, they are fighting back. Now in France, since Macron decided, you know something? I'm going to push the pension reform. I'm going to go around Parliament. I'm going to use this nuclear option, and we're going to push this through, and we don't care what the people say. Well, once again, the people are out there, and they're very angry, and they're protesting, and I do believe these protests are going to get a lot worse because the people aren't going to be able to take it very soon. The people, they're going to hit that interesting precipice that we had always been talking about, and the people are going to say enough is enough. They're doing things against us. The people are not with them. And now they're going around Parliament. They're going around the rule of law. And we could see that this is already happening. And I do believe this is not going to work out in their favor, just like the Green New Deal is not working out in their favor. Look, there was a poll that was done, and the poll shows that the majority of the people, I should say, believe that climate change is a religion, has nothing to do with climate. And something very interesting came out of all of this. We all know Greta Thunberg. She's been the person at the center of all of this, pushing this climate change scare event, saying that we only have 5 years, 6 years, and then she deletes her tweets and everything like that. But we know it's all fake, phony, and false. So they use this little girl who's in her pajamas, didn't finish school, and they're trying to use her to convince the world that if this little girl's crying, that it must be real. But we've come to find out something about Greta, and we have Dr. Simone Gottick put this out on Twitter and says, "The more I dug into Greta Thunberg's story, the more I realized that something stinks here. It's no coincidence that her first appearance was on August 20th, 2018, with a sit-in protest in front of the Swedish Parliament, followed, coincidentally, 4 days later by the release of a book she co-authored with her mother. But that's not all. The PR machine for her was already in full swing on August 20th, thanks to a man named Ingmar Renshaug, who financed and drove the campaign through his company, at We Don't Have Time. And guess what? Renshaug is also coincidentally the chairman of a think tank, Global Challenge, which is now coincidentally fully financed by a billionaire named Christine Pearson, a member of the Swedish Social Democratic Workers' Party and former minister in the government under Stefan Löfven. And if that's not enough, Renshaug, purely coincidentally, happened to walk by the Swedish Parliament on August 20th and encounter Greta during her sit-in protest, taking a photograph of her. But wait, there's more. Renshaug and Greta's mother had already met before at a climate conference on May 4th, 2018, which is coincidentally the exact date when Renshaug became CEO of the aforementioned think tank. And here's something interesting. Both Christine Pearson and Stefan Löfven happen to be members of Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. It's amazing how all these connections seem to come full circle, isn't it? It's clear to me that something fishy is going on behind the scenes. These people are manipulating the public and abusing their power for their own political gain. We need to be aware of their tactics and warn everyone we know about the Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And yes, this is all part of the same thing. All these coincidences where, oh, this, they just discovered this girl and, oh, climate change. This was coordinated from a very long time ago. to actually bring us into the Great Reset. I remember going back in time in 2013, 2014, 2015, when people used to say the Great Reset was a complete conspiracy theory. That's not what's going to happen. They don't want to bring us into something else. This is the system that we're in today. But today we're finding out that it's no longer a conspiracy theory. It became true just like everything else. And we can see this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to push us into this new system. And everything that we're witnessing right now, this is their push. But there are countermeasures in place. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. And you can see they want to bring down the economic system in a controlled fashion. And out in the EU, you can see inflation, it's up to about 8.5%. It's down a little bit by 0.1%. So what is the EU doing? Well, the EU Central Bank is raising rates again, despite weakening banking concerns. What happens when you raise rates? It brings down the system. And actually, the fake news is actually admitting this, because the story came out with Morgan Stanley saying, yes, if we continually rate hike like this, it's going to destroy the economy. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Janet Yellen, she doesn't even know the tax rate to cover Joe Biden's proposed tax hikes to save Social Security. Now, she was being questioned by Senator Bill Cassidy, and Bill Cassidy asked a couple of questions, like, the president in the past has proposed increased taxes on those making over $400,000 to pay for it. What would the rates have to be on the 2% of Americans who earn $400,000 to do Medicare, the debt and deficit, and also to address the 75-year-old shortfall of Social Security? And he continued saying, I'm sure there is a projection of how much those would have to be. Can you tell us what those rates would have to be to do everything he is saying? Well, guess what Yellen's answer was? I can't tell you that. What kind of answer is this? You don't know? You're head of the Treasury. You're looking at Biden's budget. You have no clue what's going on? That makes no sense. And talking about no clue about what's going on, you can see all these people in these banks like Credit Suisse, the Silicon Valley Bank. Well, these individuals in there are just like the individuals that Biden brought into government. And there's a reason why they do this, because I do believe they don't really want people in these positions that are qualified. They want these people in the positions so they can do their dirty work on the other side. And actually, when everything starts to fall apart, they will be held accountable. Jordan Schachel put this out on Twitter and said, the head of global markets at Credit Suisse is mentally ill, gender fluid man who sometimes believes he wakes up as a woman. And then when you look at the Silicon Valley Bank, what do you see? There was only one member of the failed SVB's board who had a career in investment banking. The other people, as we know, were part of the Obama administration, Clinton mega donors, other trans people. Were they actually qualified to be in these positions? No, they weren't. They were not qualified to be in these positions. And we'll be talking about why they didn't want qualified people in this position, because basically they're the scapegoats in the end. You see, they bailed out the depositors, not the banking system, the depositors, because everything was happening in the background with their money laundering system, and they only cared about those accounts that were doing the crimes. The other part of the bank, they didn't want anyone to realize or notice what was really going on, and that's why they put these people into place. But what's very interesting is that HSB Bank in Leicester, which recently bought the British division of the bankrupt Silicon Valley Bank, well, all of a sudden there was a fire that was started there. And that is very interesting that all of a sudden there was a fire. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we've said this before, the bank failures was not because of what Trump did. The bank failures is because of inflation. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen testified before the Senate Finance Committee on Biden's 2024 budget proposal. She was grilled about Silicon Valley Bank's failure. And the Senate Finance Committee ranking member Mike Crapo got Janet Yellen to admit Biden's inflation crisis led to a rapid rate hikes, which then led to a banking crisis. So basically, she admitted, yes, because of what happened, because of inflation, that is what led to the downfall of the banking system. So basically, here's a story in three parts. Joe Biden and Democrats in Congress created the inflation crisis by spending more than $6 trillion in a couple of years. Inflation hit 40-year highs because of Joe Biden. Then the Federal Reserve decided to step in, and the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell raised rates 7 times in 2022 for a total of 450 basis points, or 4.5%, to hedge inflation. Because of that, let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40%, and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Because of what they did here, the sudden and dramatic rate hikers crushed Silicon Valley Bank. Now, Jerome Powell, he knew exactly what he was doing. They all knew what they were doing. This is a controlled demolition of the entire banking system. And you can see that the bankers now, they're trying to cover up everything that has been going on. And I'm not talking about the people that just put into place here, the one or two people that actually know what they're doing. They're the ones who are trying to cover things up here, because we could see the Justice Department just released this. Former Wells Fargo executive agrees to plead guilty to obstructing bank examination involving the opening of millions of accounts without customer authorization. And we can see within the banking system, there is a lot of crimes that are being committed. There's a lot of money laundering going on. And just with the Silicon Valley Bank, with the Signature Bank, and many other banks, we can see that's exactly what is going on. Now, what are they going to do? They're going to deflect everything that we're seeing onto those people that work for the bank. Now, most of these people, they're not qualified to be in the bank, but they're going to use them as a sacrificial lamb. And they're going to say they're the ones who are responsible. Don't look at the depositors. And we can see this is already happening. Biden is already demanding civil penalties and industry bans for failed bank execs. And he issued a statement demanding tougher penalties for executives of failed banks. So basically, those people that they put into place that aren't qualified to be there, they're going to hold them accountable right now. What else are they doing? Well, they did this on purpose, because what are they trying to do? They're trying to consolidate the banking system. Think about what they've done. Think about how the central bank works. Think about what they need to do. Everything in their plan revolves around centralization, top control. And the only way to do that is to get rid of the low-lying fruit, like the smaller community banks, the smaller businesses. They like to bring it up to a centralized system. If you look at the news organizations today, you can see that every single news organization is controlled by, what, 5 companies or something like that? They did that on purpose. They're trying to do this to the banking system. They're trying to do it to small businesses at the same time. Actually, during the pandemic, they actually tried to do this. So what's happening right now, we can see that they're pushing this agenda. They're pushing it very, very hard, because they start everything in motion. Remember, back in 2020, they told us we're ready for the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Trump and the Patriots knew this. Trump, he knew what their playbook was. He knew they were going to raise rates. He knew inflation was going to go off the charts. He knew that they were going to follow the Green New Deal, which meant the economy was going to start to really fall apart, because they were going to cut into energy production. And he knew that fuel prices were going to go up. Why do you think he made the country energy independent? And he knew as they continually raised the rates, it would bring the entire system down. It would create a crisis. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be using this crisis to benefit we the people. But first, you have to trap these people in their own agenda. And what's very interesting is that out of MarketWatch, they're already putting out articles letting us know that the crash is coming. And they put out an article saying, every hiking cycle over the last 70 years ends in a recession or a financial crisis. It's not going to be different this time, Morgan Stanley strategist says. And it won't be different this time. Everything is on schedule right now. And actually, Janet Yellen actually admitted under oath in front of Congress, she was explaining the entire banking bailout of the depositors. And Senator Lankford actually cornered her, and she really couldn't escape from what was really happening. Now, of course, these people aren't going to come out and tell you, hey, by the way, what we're trying to do is we're trying to collapse the smaller banking system. We want to bring it into the bigger banking system because we need everything centralized for our central bank digital currency. But when you listen to the exchange between Senator James Lankford and Janet Yellen, you can see exactly what they're trying to do. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to destroy the smaller banks. Take a listen.
Economic and financial consequences.
So what is your plan?
Need that determination.
Right. So what is your plan to keep large depositors from moving their funds out of community banks into the big banks? We have seen the mergers of banks over the past decade. I'm concerned you're about to accelerate that by encouraging anyone who has a large deposit in a community bank to say, we're not going to make you whole, but if you go to one of our preferred banks, we will make you whole at that point.
That's certainly not something that we're encouraging.
That is happening right now.
That is happening because depositors are concerned about the bank failures that have happened and whether or not other banks could also fail.
It's happening because you're fully insured no matter what the amount is. If you're in a big bank, you're not fully insured if you're in a community bank.
Well,
so basically what they're trying to do is they're trying to scare the people. They want people to leave the smaller banks. This will destroy them because what did they do? They increase the interest rates. We're seeing inflation. This is going to destroy the banks, and especially when depositors leave. We can see what happened to Silicon Valley Bank. We can see what happened to Signature Bank. And basically, they're telling everyone it's safer to be in the big bank. So what do you think people are going to do? They're going to say, well, I better move my money. I better take it all out. And like we said yesterday, they don't have to go to the bank to do this. All they have to do is use an electronic system, which is set up today, to transfer their money into other banks. And actually, they don't even have to go to the banks to open up an account. They can do it electronically. So this can happen very, very quickly. And remember, the small to medium-sized banks, along with credit unions, are the best vehicle for Main Street USA small businesses. So think about what they want to do. Step back, take a 40,000-foot view. If you want to destroy the entire financial system, take complete and utter control over it, you need to do what? You need to destroy all the small banks. You need to destroy the small businesses. This is what they tried to do in the pandemic. And you need everything in the bigger banks where they can control everything, where they can centralize everything, to then eventually go into the central bank digital currency. And I do believe this is why when we mentioned that yesterday about the Federal Reserve announcement, which is going to actually come online in July, it's their FedNow service. But again, in this press release that the Fed put out, it doesn't mention crypto. It doesn't mention central bank digital currency, but they're setting something up right now because they're preparing for additional events. Remember, they're going to need events to actually try to push us into the central bank digital currency. They just can't do it on their own. Remember that. Think about gun control, for example. Can they just go and say, you know something? Right now, we're just going to get rid of everyone's guns. We're going to collect them and they're going to be outlawed. No, they can't do it. Why? Because the Constitution. The same thing with the financial system. The same thing with the Federal Reserve. Who has to pass laws to allow the Federal Reserve to move forward with the central bank digital currency? That would be Congress. Congress would have to do this. So when you look at the legal authority to issue a U.S. central bank digital currency, Congress is going to have to step in. Now, is Congress just going to say, absolutely, you know what? Let's vote on this. We all want a central bank digital currency, don't we? No, they're not going to do that. How is the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, how are they going to convince Congress that we need a central bank digital currency? They're going to create a scare event in the economy. They're going to create a crisis. Now, does Trump and the Patriots know this? Of course they do. Why do you think the House was so important? You see, if we go back in time when President Trump was in the White House, the Senate was very important. This time around, the House is very important because now we have patriots within the House and the patriots can fight back against this. So let me just read a section here of the legal authority to issue a U.S. central bank digital currency. So to authorize the Federal Reserve to issue a central bank digital currency, two problems arise. First, this provision does not constitute further authority for the Federal Reserve to issue notes or the forms of currency, but rather provides only what types of currency, whether that be Federal Reserve notes, bank issue notes, or Treasury minted coins, shall constitute legal tender. Second, assuming that some entity had authority to issue central bank digital currency, this provision can be read to include a central bank digital currency as legal tender only if the parenthetical list is read to be indicative, as in including but not limited to, rather than exhaustive. Given the variety of government obligations in circulation, there appears to have been good reason for Congress to specify an exhaustive list of what is in fact included. Even if the list were read to be indicative under the legal principle of a justem generis, any instrument would have to be similar in nature to those listed in order to qualify. It is difficult to consider a digital currency as similar in nature to paper currency and coins circulated in the early 20th century. This is not only because of its form, digital versus physical, but also because its function and technology raise a host of issues that physical notes do not. As the IMF has noted, launching a central bank digital currency is a multidimensional undertaking that extends beyond the central bank's normal information technology project management frameworks. The new currency could lead to major disruptions affecting monetary policy transmission, financial stability, financial sector intermediation, the exchange rate channel, and the operation of the payment system. The governor of the Bank of England has noted that potential issuance of a central bank digital currency raises profound questions about the shape of the financial system and the implications for monetary and financial stability and the role of the central bank. The form of the central bank digital currency makes a difference. Further legal questions would be raised depending on the form of any future central bank digital currency would take. For example, a question at the forefront of the debate about central bank digital currency is whether it would be directly or indirectly held by customers. In the direct model, customers would hold CBDC in accounts at the Federal Reserve directly. However, the Federal Reserve is authorized to maintain accounts for U.S. depository institutions and the U.S. Treasury, among other entities, but not for individuals. Thus, some who have proposed a direct model have noted the legislation would be required to allow individuals to hold accounts at the central bank. Another question that has arisen is whether any future CBDC would pay interest. The Federal Reserve Act provides that the Federal Reserve may pay earnings on balances maintained at the Federal Reserve Bank by or on behalf of depository institutions. A CBDC held by a depository institution for a consumer in the direct model may not be considered a balance maintained by or on behalf of a bank. The Federal Reserve does not appear to have legal authority to issue a central bank digital currency without congressional authorization. And any authority it did have would appear to require the concurrence of the Treasury Department. Furthermore, if it did issue a central bank digital currency, the Federal Reserve would not have the authority to hold accounts for CBDC holders, but rather would have to use an indirect model where accounts are held at banks or other intermediaries. It also would not have authority to pay interest on any CBDC. So all of this means that the Federal Reserve is going to have to get the approval of Congress. And once again, to get the approval of Congress, what do they have to do? They have to create an event. I mean, the bailouts back in 2008, 2009, and for the Federal Reserve to take complete and utter control, they just couldn't do it. So they needed a way to actually push Congress to give them full authority. I do believe what Trump and the Patriots have done is they made sure that they captured the House. So this way, when another event appears, and the World Economic Forum, the central bank, tries to push the central bank digital currency, the people in the House, the patriots, are going to put a stop to it. And they're going to make sure that this doesn't move forward. Now, they're going to make this look very, very scary. And I'm talking about the World Economic Forum, the central bank system, because they're going to have to try to push that members of Congress to push this through. Just like they use false flags where they have different shootings to push the gun control legislation. They're going to have to push this very hard. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew this. But hopefully that the Patriots that were put into place, they will actually stop the central bank from doing this. Now, does that mean they're not going to try to go around Congress? Well, we've already seen that. We've seen Joe Biden push vaccine mandates. We've seen Joe Biden push executive orders. And we've seen the ATF do the same. And we've seen many governors, mayors, they tried to do the same. And what is the game that they play? The game is, okay, sue us. Hopefully we can put everything into place while you're suing us. But in the end, everything will have to be reversed. So we'll have to see how this plays out. But there are countermeasures in place. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are going to use this to their advantage. And this doesn't mean exactly on the day of July, everything is going to happen. Remember, they can only use the events, they can prepare for all of this, but they're going to need Congress to move forward, just like everything else. And the Constitution is there to protect we the people, which means we have to continue to fight and push back. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are deploying all assets, everything they possibly have, because they realize that their system is completely being exposed. Their system is being taken down. The people are waking up and they're becoming very, very desperate. Why? Think about what's happening in the House right now. They're investigating everything Joe Biden. They're investigating everything weaponization of government. And we still have other investigators behind the scenes that are prepared and ready to come out with more information. Now, I do believe that all this is timed for a specific time period to actually bring down the entire deep state apparatus. And what we're experiencing right now is the introduction, getting people on the same page. And if you notice the Twitter files, they're continually being released to let everyone know, look what the government has been doing. Look at the infiltration. Look how deep and wide this swamp is. And look at these individuals that are in the White House right now. Look how they've been dealing with other foreign governments. And they have been paid off by foreign governments. And they are controlled by foreign governments. And the people of this country, that is what they're witnessing right now. But I do believe that the deep state, they're planning to do what? They're going to use whatever they possibly can, because we are fighting a war for freedom. This is a war. Remember that. We're fighting an information war. And I do believe that they're going to be planning on moving us to a physical war. And this is why Trump is continually telling us about World War III. Also, he's talking about how China is going to be invading Taiwan. But right now, we are now in that information war, and you can see that they're trying to make moves on Trump. They've been making moves on Trump since the very, very beginning, since he walked down the escalator and went into the White House. they're still trying to do the same thing. And you could see they're building up the case that New York is now prepping to indict Trump. Now, are they going to do this? Is this going to stick? They don't have a case whatsoever. But why are they doing this? It's all about optics. And to push their event further, what do they got to do? They got to try to make his base angry. They got to try to keep him out of the race. And they need to do everything they possibly can to regain control of this entire system, which is going to be completely impossible. I do believe that Trump, the Patriots, they're leading them down this path. And they want them to do certain things. Why? Because it exposes who and what they really are. And that is what we're seeing right now. Because think about all the information that's coming out about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden right now. The bank records are released, and the people now can see who's funding the Biden criminal family. This is very, very damaging to the Bidens, to the fake news, to the deep state players. Now, they're going to try to cover as much as they possibly can. They'll do a cover-up as much as they possibly can. But in the end, it's going to fail. Actually, Hunter Biden right now, he's already ready to sue. He is suing the computer repairman, John Paul Mac Isaac. Now, remember, Hunter Biden signed a contract, and this was a standard contract with Mac Isaac, and any functioning store owner would ask his customers to sign before performing any type of work. Now, Mac Isaac shared with everyone what his contract is, and he said, you know, if I'm going to do work on this, you're going to have to sign off on it. And if you don't come back for the laptop and all the information, it is mine. So Hunter Biden signed it. We have the signed copy. And the store owner continually reached out to him, and he never responded to any of the calls. So basically, that laptop and the information on there is now the property of John Paul Mac Isaac. Hunter didn't even pay him. So right now, the store owner has the documentation, but we can see that Hunter Biden, they have to do something. But as they move forward with this lawsuit, it's going to put at risk all of his sexcapades, his corrupt foreign business deals. It's all going to put it back into the spotlight. Is this going to be a benefit to Hunter, Joe Biden, James Biden, and the rest of the Biden crime family? No, this is going to hurt them in the end. Now, remember, let's go back in time a little bit. And Molly put this out on Twitter. Remember when Joe Biden said during a debate that his son's laptop wasn't real and it was the product of Russian operation, knowingly lying for political gain about a nuclear power we'd soon be in proxy war with is so risky and shows a lack of concern for our national security? So back then, during the debate, he lied to the American people. He knew that this laptop was real. He knew that he was accepting money from foreign governments, and now we are entering a war with these same exact countries. The American people should be up in arms at this point and very, very angry, because the people have just learned that a firm that paid the Biden family over $1 million is related to the CCP. So let's just say it out loud. The CCP bought off the entire Biden crime family. Now it's exposed. People can see this, and now we could see that China is now working with Russia, and we're on the edge of war with Ukraine and Russia. And Ukraine, you're going to find out, was also doing business with Biden. I do believe that's coming up very, very soon. Now, really think about it. If you were Trump and you were the military and you were working to trap all these people and make the people turn on Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, wouldn't you just allow them to do all this? Because what are people saying? Okay, now we know he lied about the laptop. He was dealing with Ukraine. He was dealing with China. We already know he's dealing with Ukraine. That's going to come out very, very soon. And now we're in Ukraine supplying a lot of weapons to neo-Nazis. And we're on the edge of war. And this all started because Biden lied to the American people and then overthrew the government. And now, to cover everything, all the crimes that he's committed, he's trying to bring us to war to cover all that up. This is what the people are seeing right now. And you can see there are certain foot soldiers that have been trying to cover for the Biden crime family, for Obama, for Hillary Clinton. And think about all those people that brought the impeachment case against Trump. Yes, those are the foot soldiers. And there are many different levels of the deep state foot soldiers. You have the Antifa group, BLM, that are on the street level. Then you have the fake news to cover for them and social media platforms. Then you have those in Congress, and then all the way up the chain. So there are many different levels. I mean, let's just look at Jamie Raskin, for example. Jamie Raskin mischaracterized the substance of the bank records by referencing payments related to Mr. Walker's miscellaneous purchases, such as Papa John's and coffees at Starbucks. Representative Raskin omitted material facts that Robinson Walker LLC received $3 million wire from Chinese companies in March 2017, less than 2 months after Vice President Joe Biden left public office, and that Mr. Walker then transferred over $1 million to various banks' accounts associated with the Bidens in the following months. In January, Raskin was covering for the Bidens and claiming that stealing classified and top secret documents while a senator or vice president and taking them from the facilities where they were stored is no big deal. It is a big deal. It's a felony. He doesn't have the authorization. Who does have the authorization to take classified information? Well, that would be the president, just like Obama, just like Bush, just like Clinton, and just like Trump. That's why they haven't done anything with Trump with the classified information. Even with Jack Smith now looking into all of this, there's nothing there. They know this. There's nothing that they can bring up. This is why they're using the prosecutor in New York. This is all they have left except a physical war and chaos. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But you can see that the other level of foot soldiers is what? Corporations and Hollywood. Because these people need to keep the narrative along with fake news and social media platforms. And you can see those people very, very clearly. All those people that speak out where they say, oh, you must get the vaccine. Where they say, oh, pedophilia is a conspiracy theory. All those people that say, yes, we must support Ukraine. Those are the foot soldiers of the deep state players on the level of Hollywood, fake news. And what's very interesting is you can see that these people, well, they've been blackmailed. They've been paid off somehow, some way. They're controlled. And when you start to look at some of these people like Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Kimmel is close friends with Jeffrey Epstein's personal chef. Now, how did he become friendly with Epstein's personal chef? I think that tells you everything you need to know right there. But as we approach the 2024 elections, we can see there are a lot of social media companies right now because the evidence is coming out showing that Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. He wasn't part of the insurrection. He didn't call for an insurrection. Actually, everything that they told the American population is completely the opposite. And especially with the January 6 tapes that are coming out right now, they don't have a case. And especially if they kept his account down going into the 2024 election, well, that would be election interference. And now we see YouTube, they decided to reinstate Trump's account. And it's very interesting, the time frame of all of this, where they decided, you know something, okay, we're approaching the 2024 elections and we're starting to see the videotape, we're starting to see the evidence, and we don't want to get into trouble. So let's bring his stuff back up right now and let's do a hands-off type of thing, because we know that if we kept his account down, that would be election interference and they don't want to be so obvious about it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Trump, way, way back, signed an executive order saying we need to ban TikTok because of a national security threat. And of course, what did Biden do when he first came into office? He said, oh no, TikTok's not a national security threat. Let's remove that executive order. Let's cancel that baby. And now all of a sudden, here we are, where now Congress, Biden, they're all saying, oh, by the way, TikTok is a national security threat. Actually, the UK right now has banned China's TikTok from government mobile phones with immediate effect. So Trump was right again. And he put this out on True Social, and he explains that, yes, TikTok is a national security threat, and he is right about it, and he's been right about it.
Has anybody noticed that everyone wants to go after and destroy TikTok due to China influence and national security? When I wanted to disable TikTok 3 years ago, I was met with opposition from rhinos, Democrats, and everyone else. They actually went to court in an effort to stop me. Now they realize I was right and have changed their tune. Sadly, I've been right about everything. And you know what? The Democrats know it. The radical left knows it. The communists and the Marxists within our own country know it. They want to turn our country into a communist country, Marxist country. They want to turn our country into something that we're not going to let them have. We're not going to let them do it. But we are right on so many fronts, and we're going to be right again because we're going to make America great again.
And once again, Trump was right again. And he says a lot of things or does a lot of things where people say, oh, no, see, it didn't come true. It's not right. The truth, the facts sometimes take a little while to percolate up to actually show the people that this is true, because propaganda is shiny. It's, whoa, yeah, that must be true. The truth is just facts. And sometimes the facts need time to actually destroy the propaganda. And that's what we've been seeing. Remember, Trump said a lot of these things or did a lot of these things a while back. And the facts, time and time again, continually destroy the propaganda. All Trump has to do to win against the deep state players, and all we the people have to do to win against the deep state players, is continually tell the truth. Every time they put something out, every time they say something, all we have to do is tell the truth. That is the best weapon. It might take a little while, but in the end, it will destroy them. Just like out in El Salvador, the president out there is just continually telling his people the truth, telling his people the facts. And he said, listen, our country is overrun with gang members, MS-13, and they were killing children. They were abducting children. And we needed to crack down on all these people. Now, they created a super prison that will house about 40,000 people. And they started to round up all these gang members. And what's very interesting is that there were no human rights groups out there when the gangs were killing children, doing anything to children, because we know that this is all part of their system. The NGOs were very, very quiet. But all of a sudden, since he started to round up all the MS-13 gangs, because remember, they're the foot soldiers of the deep state players. When they started to round these people up, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, human rights groups have raised concerns over the prison. And the president of El Salvador responded with a blistering statement asking them, where were they before? Where were they when those parties in the back corner were recruiting children and forcing them to kill? They are right there, Arena, who recruited child soldiers and sent them to kill. We're giving them computers and laptops. They recruited them to kill. Where were they? They didn't care. They didn't say anything until the president decided to round up all these individuals. And he even hit the NGOs that they did nothing. And his approval rate in his country is 91%. Absolutely unbelievable. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Which shows you that the deep state system is being ripped apart. The foot soldiers right now of the deep state are being removed. And if you actually look here in the United States, we know from certain posts that eventually what's going to happen is the deep state foot soldiers are going to be rounded up, just like they're being rounded up in El Salvador. And I do believe that time is coming and we're going to see it happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that they've been building up this war for a very long time. We know it's part of their 16-year plan. We know back in 2014, they had a color revolution. They took over Ukraine, and they did it on purpose. And we knew that they were going to continually push this. I do believe Trump and the Patriots knew that they were going to continue to do this because they had to meet their goal of a 16-year plan. Plus, their information war is completely falling apart, and they must turn this into a physical war. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew exactly what they were going to do, and they're allowing this to happen. And this is why Trump, way back, let everyone know that he can end this like in 24 hours. He knows exactly what to do. Sounds like a lot of the leaders around the world might be working with him. And he's not corrupt. They don't have anything on him. But Kaneko the Great put this out on Twitter. He said the following: Jens Stoltenberg, the Secretary General of NATO, says NATO has been providing training and equipment to Ukraine military since the war started in 2014. How many Americans know that NATO has been arming Ukraine since the war started in 2014? Now, that was done on purpose. Why? Because they needed to push the 16-year plan. They needed Russia involved. They were going to have North Korea most likely fire a missile. China was going to be behind North Korea, supporting North Korea, and they were going to take over the United States, and the Constitution was going to be removed. That is still what they're trying to do today. Remember, China and the deep state players, they infiltrated our country, they weakened our military, they weakened our people, and they thought if they can weaken the country from the inside, it would be easy to take over. The only thing that was in the way was that Second Amendment where people could buy weapons, because they can't invade a country if the people of the country have a weapon. And a lot of people have more than one weapon, which means they can give it to people that don't have weapons. Because if there's an invasion, well, everything's out the window and the people are going to protect their land. Because a well-regulated militia. Really think about that for a sec. But once again, they're still trying this. This is why Biden, Obama in the basement, the deep state players, this is why they're so desperate. This is why they're going around Congress right now. And I do believe they're going to continue to do this because they are becoming desperate and they're panicking. This is why the ICC has issued arrest warrants for Putin over child deportation from Ukraine. Now, Russia doesn't recognize the International Criminal Court, and they're using this for optics. Like, look, we're going to arrest Putin. This isn't going to happen. They know this. This is all about optics. And at the same time that this is happening, Putin and Xi, they're signing a declaration on entering a new era of relations between Russia and China. And Kat Drago responded to all of this, and it says, sum of all fears. Where did we hear that before? Yes, I do believe that something scary is about to happen. And by the way, out in Libya, there is uranium that is missing. And if you think of the movie Sum of All Fears, they use some type of dirty nuke or something like that. Seems like it's playing out almost exactly like that. But remember, who's been talking about peace? That is Trump. Trump has been saying, listen, we can shut this down. Actually, yesterday we played a video letting everyone know that it doesn't have to be this way. We can have peace. We don't need to have World War III. And I do believe when we approach this scare event, and those people that have been saying, oh no, I will always vote for Biden, I will always vote for Democrats, you're going to see these people all of a sudden start to say, well, wait a minute, I don't want to go to war. I don't want my children to go to war. The young people who have been pushing the agenda of the far left, you think they're going to want to go to war? Really think about this for a second. I do believe Trump and the Patriots have trapped them in their own agenda. And remember, he turned the tables on them. He's using everything against them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as the pandemic completely falls apart, we can see that the Florida Surgeon General, he is hitting the vaccine manufacturers really, really hard. And we have the Florida Surgeon General, Joseph Latipo. He declared mRNA COVID-19 vaccines have a terrible safety profile. He said, I'm not sure anyone should be taking them. They have a terrible safety profile. So basically, we know the CDC, the FDA, they're hitting against him. Big Pharma doesn't like him. And he's letting everyone know, people shouldn't be taking this right now. There's something wrong here. And this is what people are starting to realize. And I do believe we're going to see other certain generals from other red states all of a sudden get brave enough to say, you know something? Yeah, I would stay away from the mRNA bioweapon injection. And I do believe this is going to build and build and build. But you know what the other thing that people noticed is that as the fake news, as the corrupt politicians, as the social media platforms continually pushed to make us think that it didn't come from China's lab, which was only a couple miles away, it came naturally. And actually, we even had Fauci there trying to manipulate emails, trying to create the narrative of where it really came from. Who, the entire time, who continually said it came from China, it came from the lab, it was leaked from the lab? Was it really leaked or was it released? It was Trump who continually said this. And once again, with all the propaganda, with the fake news and everything else pushing against him, he was right again. Take a listen to what he said.
3 years ago, I declared that the China virus almost certainly came from the Wuhan lab. Now the world is finally admitting the truth, and they're saying I was right. The cover-up of COVID-19's origins is one of the greatest scandals in the history of the world. The greatest scandal is COVID itself, however. Millions of people over the planet have died from the China virus. Now it's time to hold China and the corrupt forces who have facilitated this colossal suppression of facts accountable for the damage they have inflicted upon the world and all humanity. We have to do something about it. There has to be some form of retribution, and there will be some form of retribution. China cannot pay for the damage they've caused. It's more than $50 trillion, and they don't have anything even close to that. But something has to be done, and it will be done.
And if you notice, we're starting to see a pattern. Everything that the fake news, the corrupt politicians, the intelligence clown, where they told us that, no, whatever Trump is saying is all fake and everything that we're saying is all true. Well, if you notice, the opposite is happening. And we're starting to see a pattern now that everything the clown said, everything the FBI said, everything CDC said, FDA, the corrupt politicians, fake news, everything that they said is turning out to be a lie. It was always fake. And everything that Trump has been saying is always turning out to be true. That is his greatest weapon right now. And as more and more information comes out, it's going to get worse and worse for the deep state players. And especially with Twitter files, as they keep educating the population, it's going to get worse and worse for Fauci, worse and worse for Biden and the rest. All the agencies, FBI, CDC, DHS and the rest. Now, Matt Taibbi, he put out another tranche of the Twitter files. And let me just read a portion of this. It says the great COVID-19 lie machine. Stanford, the Virality Project, and the censorship of true stories. The release of Dr. Anthony Fauci's spring 2020 emails has been used to exasperate distrust in Dr. Fauci, increase distrust in Fauci's expert guidance. If you notice, they're leading up to Fauci right now. I wonder if more information is going to be coming out about him soon. Reports of vaccinated individuals contracting COVID-19 anyway, natural immunity suggesting COVID-19 leaked from a lab, even worrisome jokes. All were characterized as potential violations or disinformation events by the Virality Project, a sweeping cross-platform effort to monitor billions of social media posts by Stanford University, federal agencies, and a slew of often state-funded NGOs. Just before Schellenberger, MD, and I testified in the House last week, Virality Project emails were found in the Twitter files describing stories of true vaccine side effects as actionable content. We've since learned the Virality Project in 2021 worked with government to launch a pan-industry monitoring plan for COVID-related content. At least six major internet platforms were onboarded to the same Jira ticketing system, daily sending millions of items for review. Though the Virality Project reviewed content on a mass scale for Twitter, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Medium, TikTok, and Pinterest, it knowingly targeted true material and legitimate political opinion while often being factually wrong itself. This story is important for two reasons. One, as Orwellian proof of concept, the Virality Project was a smash success. Government, academia, and oligopoly of would-be corporate competitors organized quick behind secret, unified effort to control political messaging. Two, it accelerated the evolution of digital censorship, moving from judging truth, untruth, to a new, scarier model openly focused on political narrative at the expense of the fact. The beginning. On February 5th, 2021, just after Joe Biden took office, Stanford wrote to Twitter to discuss the Virality Project. By the 17th, Twitter agreed to join and got its first weekly report on anti-vax disinformation, which contained numerous true stories. February 22nd, 2021, Stanford welcomed Twitter veterans like Yoel Roth and Brian Clark, instructing them on how to join the group Jira system. You can watch the friendly welcome video here. March 2nd, 2021, we are beginning to ramp up our notification process to platforms. In addition to the top seven platforms, VP soon gained visibility to alternative platforms such as Gab, Parler, Telegram, and Getter, near total surveillance of the social media landscape. Through July of 2020, Twitter's internal guidance on COVID-19 required a story to be demonstrably false or contain an assertion of fact to be action. But the Virality Project, in partnership with the CDC, pushed different standards. VP told Twitter that true stories that could fuel hesitancy, including things like celebrity deaths after vaccine or the closure of Central New York School due to reports of post-vaccine illness, should be considered standard vaccine misinformation on your platform. Interesting. Number 15. In one email to Twitter, VP addressed that it called the vaccine passport narrative, saying concerns over such programs have driven a larger anti-vaccination narrative about the loss of rights and freedoms. This was framed as a misinformation event. VP routinely framed real testimonials about side effects as misinformation from true stories of blood clots from AstraZeneca vaccines to a New York Times story about vaccine recipients who contracted a blood disorder. By March of 2021, Twitter personnel were aping VP language, describing campaigns against vaccine passports, fear of mandatory immunizations, and misuse of official reporting tools as potential violations. This echoed a report to Twitter by the Global Engagement Center, RE Russia-linked accounts. While this account posts legitimate and accurate COVID-19 updates, it posts content that attacks Italian politicians, the EU, and the United States. That same GEC report found in the Twitter files identified former Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, a former Italian Democrat Party Secretary Nicola Zingaretti, who's been compared to Bernie Sanders as highly connective accounts in a Russia-linked network. The Virality Project helped pioneer the gauging of disinformation by audience response in the post-vaccine death of a black woman named Dreen Keyes in Virginia went unnoticed, inspiring mostly anti-vaccine comment on local media. It became a disinformation event. VP warned against people just asking questions, implying it was a tactic commonly used by spreaders of disinformation. It also described a worldwide rally for freedom planned over Telegram as a disinformation event. Almost always reportable, it encouraged platforms to target people, not posts, using Minority Report-style pre-crime logic, describing repeat offenders like Robert Kennedy Jr. It spoke of large volume of content that is almost always reportable. VP was repeatedly extravagantly wrong. In one email to Twitter on misinformation, it spoke of wanting to hone in on increasingly popular narrative about natural immunity. The VP in April 2021 mistakenly described breakthrough infections as extremely rare events. That should not be inferred to mean vaccines are ineffective. So basically, from all of this, they created an entire campaign to control the narrative of COVID and the vaccines. and all the stories that were coming out, letting everyone know that there were problems with the vaccines, this is what they were trying to control. Now, again, who was actually orchestrating all this? Was this coming from Big Pharma? Most likely. Was this coming from the CDC? Yes. Was it coming from the FDA? Yes. And they were censoring people that were actually putting out real information, letting the population know there is a problem here. I mean, do you think a lot of people might not have taken the vaccine if they started to hear a lot of these stories on social media where they weren't censored? Because if they heard the story, then another person would pop up and tell a story, and then another person would pop up and tell a story, and then you would have millions and millions of people telling the story. But if you shut everyone down and you censor and ban people, nobody can see this, and people continue to take the vaccine. This is crimes against humanity right here, period, the end, full stop. And this is what needs to come out, and this is what people are learning. They're also learning how these individuals are infiltrating our entire world with school, with TV, with social media, because they're trying to teach our young something completely different. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, an actual kid show on Netflix, they're coming for your kids. And it's a cartoon about pronouns. This is absolutely ridiculous. And we can see that they're trying to actually push this on every single country around the world. Because the U.S. right now is pushing to integrate LGBTQ rights into UN Security Council. This reminds me of the Crusades, where they went around and said, listen, you do what we say, you believe what we say, or we're going to torture you and kill you. Isn't this what they're actually doing? Aren't they going around saying, if you don't agree with us, if you don't accept us, and you join in with us, then we're going to hurt you. We're going to be pushing back against you. It's actually starting to seem that way. And actually, the way J.K. Rowling explained it, I think people are really starting to see this. Just like they're seeing everything with the January 6th fake insurrection. But remember, the deep state players, they're not going to stop. Even though the video is coming out, even though people are seeing the truth, they're going to continually push their agenda. They can't let up. They can't back off, because that shows that they're wrong. I know people are like, you know what? They saw the video. Why don't they just admit it? Liars, criminals, never admit that they did something wrong. Just look at the people that kill people. Just look at the people that commit crimes after crime after crime. Do they ever stop and say, oh, by the way, damn, I was wrong about this. I didn't mean to kill these two people. I was wrong. Yeah, they're... Criminals do not admit that they're wrong. What do? They actually lie again. And that's what they're, and they keep pushing their agenda. This is why the Department of Justice, they're getting prepared and ready to indict more than 1,000 additional people on charges. Why? Because they think if they do this, this proves their case. Look, you see, we just indicted a lot more people. There was an insurrection. But the videos are going to come out, and the people are going to go, well, wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense. Why are you indicting these people? The police were waving them in. These people did nothing wrong. I mean, let's go back in time. Charles R. Downs put this out on Twitter. He goes, remember when Kavanaugh protesters cornered U.S. senators and prevented them from leaving the U.S. Capitol elevators? It's crazy how the left seems to get a pass for every illegal thing they do. So they were blocking politicians. Hey, you remember that time back in 2020? Well, DC Drano put this out. This was the Capitol in June 2020. If you didn't speak up then, don't bother speaking up now. What happened back then? Well, the entire area around DC, around the Capitol, it was on fire. People were destroying things. That was the real insurrection. And it's about time that all these people are released, because the majority of the people, they realize and they understand that this whole thing was not an insurrection. It was a cover-up for their real insurrection on November 3rd, and they had an insurrection in 2020. Because remember what they did? They needed that event in January 6th to change the rules, to take the control away from Pence and give it to Nancy Pelosi. And the only way to do this is to have an insurrection. If you didn't have Antifa, if you didn't have the confidential human sources, if you didn't have the neo-Nazis there, and the Capitol Police, if you just had the Trump Patriots, nothing would have happened. It would have been a peaceful protest. The people would have had their flags. They would have been saying Pledge of Allegiance. and they'd be saying, this isn't right. You see, they couldn't allow that to happen. They needed something else. So they needed to create all this. And I do believe in the end, what we're going to find out, we're going to find out that all these people, they're the ones who actually orchestrated. And I do believe the people of this country, they're catching on. They're realizing what they saw wasn't really what happened. And it's going to get worse and worse for the deep state players. But Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. Take a listen.
Patriotic Americans are being prosecuted for peacefully protesting a stolen election. Let them go. They were convicted or are awaiting trial based on a giant lie, a radical left con job. Thank you to Tucker Carlson and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy for what you both have done. New video footage is irrefutable, absolutely irrefutable. Thank you very much. We have to fight for our country, and we have to fight like we've never fought before. Our country is great, but it's in tremendous trouble. We're a nation in decline. We have to stop being called a nation in decline. They're laughing at us all over the world. We're not going to let that happen any longer. Thank you.
So Trump is absolutely right. It's time to let the people go. It's irrefutable proof. These people did absolutely nothing wrong. But again, the deep state players, they're going to be pushing and pushing and pushing. I think Trump knows this. I think we all know this, that they're going to push to the very end. And at the very end, this is when they're going to be in trouble. Because remember, everything that you're witnessing, everything that they're doing right now, they're fighting for their lives to stay in control. Because what did they do? They cheated in the elections. They overthrew the United States government, and they just didn't cheat in the presidential election. They cheated in the midterms and in many different states. And what's very interesting about all this, and out in Arizona, we know Carrie Lake, she has her case. It is going up to the Supreme Court. But there was a poll that was done by Rasmussen. And here was the question they asked those people in Arizona. For governor, did you vote for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Katie Hobbs? Well, here are the results. 51% said Kerry Lake. 43% said Katie Hobbs. For Secretary of State, did you vote for Republican Mark Finjam or Democrat Adrian Fontes? 46% said Mark Finjam. 43% said Adrian Fontes. For Attorney General, did you vote for a Democrat Chris Mayes or Republican Abe Hamadeh? 49% said Abe Hamadeh. 43% said Chris Mayes. So why would this poll come out and show the opposite of what really happened? Because there was a red wave. And Kerry Lake is the true governor of Arizona. And the people are now looking at this saying, okay, this doesn't make sense. It doesn't fall in line with what happened during the elections. And with everything that Kerry Lake is showing, with all the disenfranchised voters, how they cheated with using different size ballots, how they perjured themselves on the stand, how they didn't have the documentation for the chain of custody, how they didn't even know how many votes there were when they sent him up to run back. They have no clue what's going on. Why? Because they cheated in the election. And the truth is coming out right now. And we know the deep state players, they're panicked. They're in panic mode right now. Actually, if you look at it, it's like March Madness. And they're scared. They're afraid because the walls are closing in on them. Think about the investigations. Think about the proof that's coming out. They're becoming desperate. And how do you know they're becoming desperate? Well, out of NBC News, it says New York City security preps underway for possible Trump indictment as soon as next week. Now, of course, we know from the very beginning with Russian collusion, I think every day they said the walls are closing in on Trump. He's going to be arrested and indicted any moment. That never happened. Are they going to try to push this even if they don't have evidence to actually indict him? They might, because they are fighting for their lives. They're panicked. But this is all going to boomerang on them. Trump, he put out a statement about the Manhattan DA's witch hunt. He said the following. President J. Trump is completely innocent. He did nothing wrong. And even the biggest, most radical left Democrats are making that clear. From Russia, 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 to the Mueller hoax, to impeachment hoax number one and number two, and even the unlawful Mar-a-Lago raid, Democrats have investigated and attacked President Trump since before he was elected, and they failed every time. Now Democrats are at it again, pushing the nuclear button and attacking President because of a disgraced extortionist. This is happening because Trump is leading in the polls by a large margin against both Democrats and Republicans. And there's never been anything so blatant in American political history. If the Democrats can do this to Trump, they can do it to you. The latest witch hunt is being brought on by George Soros-backed radical left Democrat prosecutor Alvin Bragg. Bragg has made political donations to fellow radical Democrats like Raphael Warnock, and now Bragg is making a political donation of a different kind to Joe Biden. Everyone knows it's a sham. In fact, the Department of Justice stocked the DA's office with top people from D.C. to help get Trump at a local level. Americans will not tolerate radical left Democrats turning our justice system into an injustice system to influence a presidential election, which is all they want to do. Our country is not going to let this happen. This will backfire massively for the Democratic Party and end in disgrace for our nation. Absolutely. But we could see that now they're also subpoenaing those people in Mar-a-Lago, the staff in Mar-a-Lago. And what's very interesting about this, when you start to listen to all this, just because someone is subpoenaed doesn't mean that they're guilty or they did something wrong. Because when you start to look at the other type of investigations, they do subpoena both sides. So right now in Mar-a-Lago, what they're doing is they're subpoenaing the staff where these individuals, I guess, were carrying boxes. But again, Trump, he's the president of the United States. He has full authority to have these documents. We already know that NARA knew that he had the documents. They were all declassified. So what's the purpose of this? Why are they doing it? Let's see how this plays out, because I think something else is going to happen. Because Jack Smith, he is also investigating the 2020 election fraud operation in key swing states. Now, Trump didn't create the fraud. He might have made some phone calls. He might have spoke to people. But again, these calls are on the up and up. Who actually committed the fraud in those swing states? If this individual was brought on to look at the classified information, why would he be going to the swing states and looking at election fraud? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But let's see how this plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that the Justice for All, the Trump January 6th prison choir, the music that they created, that was number one on Apple iTunes for like a week now. And then all of a sudden, it was pulled down. Kash Patel on True Social put this out and said, Apple iTunes just pulled down Justice for All across all their platforms. Yes, you read that right. Tim Cook throttled the number one song in the country because they hate Trump, J6, and free speech. And remember, all that proceeds going to charity. So now Apple is anti-charity. That is unbelievable. Trump, he put this out. Apple temporarily removed the number one song on iTunes chart, Justice for All, doing massive business, beating every other song. So why was it removed? They said it's going to be back up. But guess what replaced it at number one? Trump Won by Natasha Owens. I'm sure the radical left is happy about that. Why wouldn't they want this song up there? Why did they have to manually remove it? Because the majority of the people are pushing out their message by using this song. That's how it's number one. It shows you the minority, they're not in control. And the only way to actually get rid of it is to actually manually take it down, because they don't want everyone to realize who's really in control. The minority is panicking. The deep state is panicking. They're afraid. And this shows you everything you need to know, because they don't want a country that's patriotic. They don't want a country united. That's their biggest enemy. You can see it clear as day. Who do you think is winning the battle? Do you think it's them? Or do you think it's the people of this country? You see, everything that we're seeing right now, this is being exposed so more and more people wake up. How do you know people are waking up? because they made the song number one. It's not Miley Cyrus. It's not any other artist. It's a January 6 choir with Trump saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Think about that for a second. Think about how powerful that is. And they couldn't take it anymore. And this is why we never, ever, ever give up. General Flynn put this out on Telegram and True Social. He says, imagine if Lincoln quit after one setback. 1832, Abraham Lincoln lost his job. 1832, defeated for legislature. 1833, failed in business, bankruptcy. 1836, nervous breakdown. 1838, defeated for speaker. 1843, defeated for U.S. Congress. 1849, rejected for land officer. 1854, defeated for U.S. Senate. 1856, defeated for U.S. Vice President. 1858, defeated again for U.S. Senate. 1860, elected President of the United States. You cannot fail unless you quit. And that's why we don't quit. That's why our founding fathers didn't quit when they saw their friend, their loved one, dying right beside them. This is how you fight for freedom. You know what failure does? It makes you stronger because you're not afraid of failure. And that's why you have to continue to fight every single day. Never give up. Never surrender. Push forward. And you can see that the people of this country, they are pushing forward. We are in control. The deep state's afraid. They're panicking. And yes, they're going to fight to the very end. But guess what? So are the Patriots. They are doomed. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit X22Gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to keto with x22.com. That is keto with x22.com.